Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 34.
34.
Ooh.
Wow. Yes. Susan just does not know what to do with that. You have to make
it. It's my second episode. So yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, 34.
Number two.
Woo. Yeah.
We are here on Mother's Day. I am with Susan Komiyov from ThisChicksFlix.com and Irvine Community Television.
Hello.
Hello. Adam Conway from the Angelica Film Center.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
Almost.
Almost. He went to bed, folks, at 7 a.m.
That sun roof is...
The skylight?
Yeah, that thing. It's
sun roof!
Rain not fully functioned now, dude.
It's only noon.
That thing that opens your home, the door.
Yeah.
There.
And we're with Gadi Elkon from CLeagueFilmNews.com and GadiElkon.com.
Hi, I'm Andrew Conwell.
And I'm Brian Kluger with HighDefDigest.com and BoomstickComics.com. Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day.
I like that you only go to Adam.
I do. We're having fun. We're having fun. It's Sunday. It's noon right now. We've been here for about 5 hours. It's been good. Right? 5 hours? 5 hours? Yeah.
Possibly.
We've gotten into fights in the past couple of segments.
It's violent, though. It's kind of...
A little blood's been shed. A little bit. It just hurt a little bit. You always want to hit somebody.
You want to slap Susan, is what you're saying?
What a beat. What a beat. Slap him. He's in that department.
I really want to see you slap Brian. That'd be awesome.
I'll throw some water on you.
Oh, yeah. Like Warren at poker.
Well, here's the second one.
That was so good. We'll get to that story later, but if you've listened to us, our one listener, we've done our segments on recasting, where we take a older film or an older TV show, and since there's remakes and reboots these days, we'd like to see what they would be like if they were remade today, and we would like to give our suggestions on who we should think should be cast in these roles.
What was our first one?
I'd have to go back and look.
We've done
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
We've done
Star Trek. We've done
Ghostbusters.
We did Ghostbusters. We did.
I know y'all did.
I missed one.
We did Adam's Family. We did Reservoir Dogs, but with an all female cast. We did Lord of the Rings with an all black cast.
That's right.
Which was great.
Kevin Hart.
We did Empire Records.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which we did the music to it too as well.
Yeah. That was a long
one. What was our first recap? We did Rocky Horror Picture Show recently.
Yeah.
That was the one I missed.
Which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Have
y'all recasted Breakfast Club yet?
No.
Or is that even
we did do a John Hughes film, though, didn't we?
Did we do a John Hughes film?
Did we do Ferris Bueller? No. We need to do a John Hughes
film. We gotta
pick,
a lot of John
Hughes. I thought we did do a John Hughes film.
Too.
Damn. Did we do Breakfast Club? No, we didn't.
Are we here?
We'll figure it out.
Let us know. But so we love doing these recaps.
That was like 34 weeks ago, guys. So
There's been too many weekends since then. But we love doing these recasts. Also, it's bittersweet because we do not want to see these amazing actors replaced. Yeah. So we picked one that we do not definitely want to see a remake of, which is The Three Amigos, which is an excellent 80s film. With Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short. And it is...
How you say plethora?
One of the funniest movies ever made.
Farley.
We're going to try to recast this. In the past few years, I have a friend who's a theater teacher, and I would love to turn this into a stage musical. Because it only needs a few more songs to be a full-fledged musical.
Yeah.
Didn't they originally want it to be called a musical?
I don't know. Did they?
There used to be that argument thought that they wanted it to be a musical. And that this.
But I think this would be a great stage.
Holding the Shakeout. Because they wanted it to be a full-fledged musical.
We are the three.
Imagine if it was a full-fledged musical.
All right, here we go. We'll start with the... We'll work our way up to the main characters, but we'll start off with Rodrigo, who was the young kid who traveled around with Carmen. I picked Dev Patel. He was from Newsroom.
Oh.
Yeah, he's also Indian.
He's a millionaire.
So? Is that so?
No, that's... I mean...
I picked the kid from Modern Family. There we go.
Manny?
Yeah, Manny.
too young.
He's too young. Exactly.
By the time this gets made, he'll be of age. His voice is already cracking.
Dev Patel, I think, is a better part for this.
No.
I didn't pick the actor. I picked the role he played, but Fez in the 70s.
Will we're all around.
Not him, but Fez.
Fez's character.
Okay.
What about you?
I picked J.T. Austin. Who's that kid? He was like in Wizards of Waverly Place, and he was in,
Jake T. Austin?
Isn't it Jake T. Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's in like New Year's Eve, and...
Movie I haven't seen.
Selena Gomez is younger brother in that show.
Selena Gomez is younger brother, but if you see him now, he looks good. More. Like he's
wasn't he
tall,
in Hotel for Dogs?
Looking.
Hotel for Dogs.
That one was hard. So it's like. It's gotta be like a teen. Like
yeah,
a teen.
That's why I picked Dev Patel.
Dev's like 30.
But he's old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
The guy who played Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off was 30 years old and he played a teenager.
And he looked good.
But he looked good. Yeah.
Dev Patel looks like a teenager. You can't make
Matthew Broderick was like 30 when he played a high schooler in that.
He was younger than Cameron, but yeah. I go with Dev Patel. That's for me. But Manny's too young. Fez.
Why is he? He's like
dumb.
He's a
genius.
Manny's like 15 now. 16. It's the exact same age as a kid.
Manny is
oh, totally.
More, yeah.
Have you not watched Modern Family like this season? You haven't, so that's why.
Yeah,
I could see that, but I like Dev Patel better.
I like what
Jack T. Austin. We'll put him in a casting room and we'll see who does better.
But it doesn't really matter to me. That one was hard. Like,
that one was.
It was just like.
It was difficult. All right, moving on to the two Germans who. Who are looking for the three amigos to kill them. I went with two Germans from Inglourious Basterds. I went with Till Schweiger, who was the... what was his name in that? The Hugo Stieglitz, who's a famous German director. And then Daniel Brühl.
I went with
those two Germans.
I went with a beer fest German, Nat Faxon.
And Will Forte.
Yes.
Both from beer fest.
Da, das Boot.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
I think they would be great.
I think I thought of them too, but I went like serious.
Or Matt Damon as both.
Matt Damon. I like yours. I thought of them. What about you?
I went darker. I went Mads.
Ooh, Apple, Mads Mikkelsen.
We could play one.
Hell yeah.
And the other one, because of Grand Budapest, William Dafoe.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be hilarious.
I like Willem Dafoe. I'm going to change mine to one of them Willem Dafoe, actually.
It would be creepy.
I like that.
Make it a little dark.
I want Hugo Stieglitz and Willem Dafoe.
What a weird ass
call. That would be so good.
Well, since I still didn't know, I only knew that one German when I rewatched it, but I couldn't decide between Guy Pearce or Christoph Waltz.
Ooh. I thought of Christoph Waltz, too. I didn't think... Guy Pearce is great.
Because I think Guy Pearce looks like that guy. When I was watching him, like, when he's talking to Martin Short, he's like, oh, we worship you.
And
I could just see Guy
totally
Pearce.
Totally see Christoph Waltz in this,
too. Yeah, him, too.
That would be good.
The ones you guys said are all good.
I'm going to X out Daniel Brühl. I like yours. It's funny. They're all good.
This is a comedy, guys. Come on.
I agree. I think Christoph Waltz can do comedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think Daniel Brühl
William Dafoe would be good.
William Dafoe's really good,
yeah.
Too.
We have to give him like a Pendleton mustache, though. He'll need that.
All right. Moving on to Harry Flugelman, who was the head of the studio who stripped the three amigos of their clothes and was like, do you know what the word nada means? I went with Tom Hanks. I want to see him yell at the three amigos.
Tom Hanks.
It would be great to see him, an asshole at the head of the studio, and just like...
I would say Paul Giamatti.
So you want him to pull like a Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder?
A little less than that, but yeah, something like that. I want to see him like, it'll be a cold day in hell when the three amigos tell me what to do.
Paul Giamatti is made for that role.
Oh. He is. Pig vomit.
Yeah.
Pig vomit. That's good. Y'all
yes.
Are
going to
like my mind was
because
I picked Gilbert Gottfried.
That's hilarious.
My favorite comedian is Gilbert
Gottfried.
I could
just hear him because that guy, that one who, the original guy who I wrote down,
there's Mickey Mouse on a boat.
He could sound like him. Like when he was screaming at him, I was like, I just kept hearing like Gilbert Gottfried.
Maybe Jeffy
from
Tambor?
Like Problem Child.
Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried would be hilarious.
And like, what is he doing these days? Like,
he got fired from the Geico commercials.
Because he made a joke. He made an excellent joke on Twitter about like the tsunami, and they fired him from his Affleck commercials, which was ridiculous.
I think he'd be funny.
He would. I like that. All right.
I want Jeffrey Tambor, just because I think he could play
that would be good.
The yelling man.
Yeah.
He can do like that no too. One else. Everyone can do it.
I like Jeffrey Tambor also.
A good one.
I either like Tom Hanks.
If we do younger,
Paul Giamatti,
Jeffrey kind of looks a little older. I also thought going like really radical and making him really angry, like Bobby Cannavale from Boardwalk Empire.
Nice.
I have Bobby Cannavale for another one of my picks.
The Don Lovitz?
No, not yet. Okay. We didn't go there. We didn't pick. No, because he just had the phone call.
That's a funny bit though. Oh, whatever.
All right, we're moving on. We're moving on to Carmen, the female lead in the movie. I went with Zoe Saldana.
Good choice. I went with Genesis Rodriguez, who was in Casa de Mi Padre.
Okay.
And
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I was thinking, I like Zoe Saldana also. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's good.
So I have a different thing. I did an all-female Three Amigas.
Okay, so
my
man.
Carmen is a Carlos.
Oh.
Okay.
And I just went generic. I went Diego Luna, because I think that sexy son of a bitch is quality.
All right.
So Diego
interesting.
Luna,
you went. You flipped it on its ear.
I went very typical. I went Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek? She's awesome.
I
would
mind that. Yeah. Yeah.
I would go with Selma, or I would go with Zoe.
Zoe's
Genesis is quality.
Huh?
Genesis is quality. She's a rising star.
Rising star. All right.
I vote for her.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Jefe. El Guapo's right hand man, who the Blizzler conversation.
There's only one person it could be. I'm telling you.
I put down Bobby Cannavale for that.
Michael Pena.
Who?
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena? No.
Yes.
It's too
lovable. He's a dude. They once again.
He could totally be. Do you remember him in Observer Report with the Jerry curl?
He needs to be like.
I went with Bobby Cannavale. I think he would, because he could be funny enough, and he'd be like, eat a date once again that you have more intellect. I can't
just think so about good. It.
Did you guys see Motorcycle Diaries?
Yeah.
I went with that guy. I can't say his name.
Now he's way too pretty for that role.
Okay,
he's played Dirty Sons of Bitches.
He's played Dirty.
Michael Pena can play Dirty Sons of Bitches too.
He can be Dirty.
This is a comedy.
He can totally do it. He's a good actor.
Dramas can do comedy.
I agree. My guy's very dramatic actor. Ooh. From The Bridge. A real Mexican.
I have him as Demi as a...
That's what I meant. El Guapo
yeah.
is Damien Belcher.
Yeah.
I have Damien Belcher.
Oh
is
my gosh,
a little bit older.
I really
the great Danny Trejo.
That is
that's
a good choice.
That would be good. I'll go with Danny Trejo on that.
Yeah,
I'm flipped on here.
Danny Trejo for Jefe, and then we just all figured out that the three of us did Damien Bichir.
As another backup
anyway,
though.
It's like,
well, he was in Machete 2. He was
right.
in Weeds.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
He's, and I could see him as like, he's a sweater.
Also. Also, I was thinking Nestor Carbonell from, you know, Lost and Batman, The Dark Knight, the mayor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He
might be a good choice, too.
But I think Damien is much better.
Damien. Damien would probably be
the
first choice,
too. The original actor for that is actually one of the most famous Mexican directors of all time. He directed, like, tons of movies, and he was, like...
Oh, you mean in Three Amigos?
In the original film, that actor who played...
Alfonso,
he was a director. He was one of the biggest directors going out of Mexico. But, yeah, Damien Bichir. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
He's a sweater!
I call him a sweater!
I'm with Danny Trejo.
They were together again.
Yeah.
Oh, Machete 2 to this. All right, moving on to the actual Three Amigos. I went weird with Ned Nylander. He was played by Martin Short. He was the little guy. I went with Daniel Radcliffe.
That's weird.
Really?
I think that would be awesome. Yeah. I think
I
could see
that.
Him doing like the joke, like, it's little balls.
Has he mastered
you know?
Hiding his British accent?
In Kill Your Darlings, he was great.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
see that.
I chose Michael Cera because I think they have the same spirit as Martin Short.
I think he's too laid back for Martin Short.
Yeah, Short was cool. Like kind of.
I think Michael can do it.
But I think Daniel Radcliffe could totally play Ned Nealer really funny.
Harry Potter does have a little more range than Michael.
Oh, yeah. Man, he'd be so funny at that.
Or Michael Cera.
What about you?
Well,
actually, you stay back.
I pick Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
He's short and he can do it. And,
I like Paul Rudd. I'm trying to think about Steven. I'm thinking of the
Paul
male
Rudd
player.
See my like theme
someone
of
else.
The three though. He fits with my three.
So the male playing joke. I'm just like I'm thinking of that.
But I almost, it was between Paul Rudd and then the guy who's going to be, I don't know his name, he's about to be the, in,
yeah.
The Odd Couple with Matthew.
Oh, Tom Lennon would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also had Charlie Day as a possible.
Charlie Day would be perfect.
Charlie Day is my pick. Oh, actually, yeah, Charlie Day is my pick. Charlie Day.
He's short and hilarious.
Charlie Day is my pick for Ned Neilander.
Yeah.
That's good. He's in Pacific Rim. He's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He's great in Pacific Rim.
Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses.
Oh, that guy.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Ned Neilander.
Charlie is perfect.
That would be excellent.
That is perfect.
It is perfect. That's perfect. That's good. Good job, Adam.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Happy Mother's Day. All right, moving on to Dusty Bottoms, who's played by Chevy Chase, who had one of the best jokes in the movie.
You shot the Invisible Man!
when he's eating food in the village, and he asks, do you have anything else besides Mexican food?
Oh, yeah.
It just kills me every time. I went with Will Ferrell for this. I could see him doing that. Will Ferrell would be great Dusty Bottoms.
I thought of Will Ferrell. I also chose Ed Helms, as I think might be a good choice for Dusty Bottoms.
I like Will Ferrell better than that.
All right, Will Ferrell. All right, and moving on to... Oh, you just can't replace Steve Martin with
it's
the...
So hard.
Really hard.
He's so good, but I went with Steve Carell.
Me too.
You did?
Yeah, I thought Steve Carell. I went with Jason Sudeikis, so...
I like Sudeikis better than Carell.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I always thought Steve was... I like Sudeikis too.
I'm trying to think of, like,
I can picture
Carell doing that better than Sudeikis.
Yeah, and I'm picturing like the, you know, like the scene where he gets like shot and he's like, what? And he's like, give me, let me see that. And he's like, real bullets? Like, I don't know. I'm just
real bullets, and he gives the gun back to him.
I'm picturing Steve Carell and Jason Sudeikis doing that, and I don't know.
Like, gonna make it. Gonna make it.
Though
Steve
could
do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jason better, though, but I like Steve.
You go with Steve?
I'm
Jason.
Steve.
Jason.
But Jason's good. Yeah. It's not like I would be like, no. But.
So you went to all-female trilogy?
Yeah, right? I went to all-female trilogy.
Okay,
so Gotti cast the three amigos as the three amigas.
Correct.
So here are his three
Trace
females.
Amigos.
Since the three amigos are obviously quality comedians, I look towards female comedians first. Weird choice. Ned's character, Martin Short, I went really weird.
Melissa McCarthy?
Whoopi Goldberg.
I went Mindy.
Mindy Kaling?
I think she would be hilarious in that little...
Well, speaking of Dusty Bottoms, I think Ike Barinholtz would be a good Dusty Bottoms.
Oh, yes, Mindy. She,
yeah.
Mindy is my...
That would be good.
Would,
that could be cool.
Martin Short. I had an older and a slightly younger, but they're about the same age, but one looks older, for Steve's character.
Tina Fey?
For
no,
Steve's character?
Steve Martin.
Oh, so did you take Dusty Bottoms yet?
No.
Oh, so you're doing Lucky Day first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I can do Dusty Bottoms. Dusty Bottoms, I want Sarah Silverman.
Okay.
Because I think she could pull that off if she just curves the cursing down.
Sometimes.
I think she could do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like, what's that cartoon thing she did with?
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
She's like, good now.
Where she's not cursing.
Yeah.
She's really funny. And then for Lucky, I went... Because I always looked at Steve Martin as... He's got like... He's like a matinee-looking idol fella.
Yeah.
But like 10 years beyond that, like... And all his jokes, all this stuff are like struggling, like an older, who's been there, has been great, but has to struggle. So I thought Cheryl Hines or Jane Krakowski or whatever her name is from
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
I would see Jane Krakowski more than...
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines?
I didn't even see, yeah, what was Cheryl Hines? I would even see Amy Poehler as Lucky Day.
I thought of Amy, but I thought like Amy Tina Fey would be the obvious choice for the two.
I wouldn't have Tina Fey in that bunch. I would have Amy Poehler.
I thought of Kristen Wiig is another one.
Janine Garofalo?
She's too
smart. I would love to see them all read from The Invisible Swordsman. Farley, 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 Farley. Or...
Natty! See, Jane could play that character perfectly.
Jane Krakowski, yeah. All right, I put John Jane.
So how about that?
All right. That is our recast of Three Amigos. That's a very difficult one to recast. But I think we're gonna hashtag and post all these people on Twitter to see if they respond to it. Mindy, we cast you as Mindy later.
Oh, from our Twitter.
That would be awesome. So yeah, that is our recast.
Yeah, that's not just
excellent. Three Amigos, and we are the Multimedia Men. Find us on Facebook, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes.
Boom!
Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Recast.